to remind everyone, Brian Hall from the Institute for Community Health was our lead evaluator. Although this agency is paid somewhat through our region, it's something that you can take these seven points that we tried to evaluate in our clinic and use them for your own for free. So the seven areas that we were evaluating, number one was the implementation of the EDS action plan. So we were just trying to figure out if our plan works, basically. And there are 3 points following that that we were looking. The designation of the roles of the individuals operating the clinic. We were looking to see if the identifying and addressing logistical plans for the setup worked. And then implementation of the clinical standards of care. We were looking to see if that worked as well. The second point we were evaluating, development and practice of an incident command structure. Number three was development and practice of a risk communication and media plan. Number four was to increase outreach to special populations. Number five, development and practice of behavioral health unit. And then we were looking for number six, improved visual identification of volunteers and clinical stations. And then number seven, mobilizing MRC. To keep this brief, I'm only going to go through a couple of these, one, three, four, six, and seven. So the day of the exercise, again, we had set up those 7 points. Those were the seven we were moving through the entire planning process to achieve, to get through. But on the day of the exercise, we had evaluators at various areas throughout the clinic. We had volunteers that were serving as evaluators. The evaluators were essentially evaluating the patient experience throughout the clinic, keeping track of the time each patient was spending in line from the door, the entrance to the exit, and then the evaluators ran the hot wash after the clinic for all of the volunteers. It was a moderated discussion. That was what Jerry showed, the pizza. That was why we had the pizza to keep them there. The first goal, implementation of the action plan, so what we learned from this clinic was that we need to obviously conduct future exercises at official designated dispensing sites. We need to implement a policy for the walk-in volunteers. We all know that in any emergency you're going to have volunteers walking in off the street. We need to develop a plan to get these people trained and make sure that they're passing our screening. And then we need to obviously train our people outside that are directing traffic. We need to make sure that they know about our traffic control plan. And then we need to identify staff for the, we need to identify an area for staff to park. So we need to make sure we secure an off-site area so that we're not allowing staff to take up the spaces that are essential for the clinic. Goal number three, development and practice of a risk communication and media plan. You all saw the media presentation, the footage that we got, and that was wonderful. Cambridge set up a joint information center, and they disseminated information through flyers. There was a hotline set up, website, press release, and there was a media advisory. Basically, we learned that 70% of the people that had received a shot had learned of the clinic through the newspaper, website, hotline, or flyer. And in the future, we will network with service providers, so we will reach out to the VNAs, to the hospitals, the pediatricians. Goal number four, increase access for special populations. What we learned was that we had our wheelchairs at the exit, not at the entrance, so that was something very basic, but we learned that we need to get those at the entrance. We need to get a lot of them there so that we can have people bring them out to cars and wheel people in if necessary. And then we need to obviously walk through and maybe have somebody in a wheelchair or somebody with a seeing eye dog go through the clinic before we actually set it up to make sure that it's accessible, that every area throughout the clinic is accessible. Number six, the identification of the volunteers and clinical stations. What we need to do, obviously, for the next clinic is make sure that all the volunteers know what our pictograms mean and really so that they're having people follow those pictograms throughout. You all remember those blue and white signs. That's the pictogram. And again, placing them above the crowd. Obviously, if people are standing in front of them, nobody really knows what they're there for, and they can't see the different stations. So we need to figure out a way to get them up high. Mobilization of the regional MRC, the Medical Reserve Corps. Again, the most important thing We need to make sure that on the day of the training that we're offering, on the day of the exercise that we're offering trainings for the volunteers. Because a lot of them can't come in on a Thursday night or, you know, before the clinic. But that day they're there to show up to do the volunteer work. We need to have that training available for them. And then pediatric experience. We all know that there are going to be kids in any emergency. We need to make sure people feel that they're comfortable giving shots to kids. So we need to have that training. So again, we gave 636 shots, and again, that might not sound like a lot, but if you think about bringing five communities together, we didn't fight, we got along very well, we were working with police, we were working with other agencies, and to be honest, I think that this was the first year that it was most successful. I mean, I think in the past we didn't have mutual aid, and we were a little confused as to really how to get through a clinic, and it was very successful regardless of the numbers. As you can see, the biggest draw was the 18 to 49 population. We did, as Don had pointed out, we did a number of kids, and that was a first, and we really hope to push that out again this year to kids. Let's see. So we gave up Flumist. There were 126 people that received Flumist. And then this is the breakout by community. Newton and Brookline received. Many people came from those communities. Okay. Thank you.